Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Marilyn Gardner is the Navy Pier President and CEO. How'd it go this weekend, Marilyn?
Oh, my goodness, Bob. You should have seen the crowds. It was just incredible. So exciting, and the energy was beyond description. I think people were just so happy to be back.
Yeah,
it was a great weekend. The weather sure cooperated.
Yes, it did. And nice to see the big fireworks show Saturday night. And those will continue now, won't they?
Yeah, so we will host fireworks every Saturday during May at 9 p.m. And then after Memorial Day, we'll host our typical schedule of Wednesdays and Saturdays through Labor Day.
Now, many of the restaurants, not all, are open now, correct?
Yes, the outdoor restaurants are open, and the others are gearing up for an opening later in May. But plenty of opportunities for dining throughout the pier on the outside, and then they're also seating inside as well. But so the ones all along the South Dock are open.
And about a month or so ago, we had the president of the hotel that opened up on Navy Pier. That's a new addition. What's the name of it?
The Sable.
The Sable, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so the Sable Hotel is just absolutely beautiful. Drop-dead gorgeous views from the rooms. But there's also a restaurant called Lyrica, a Spanish-inspired restaurant. Lyrica, which is terrific. And, of course, offshore is the rooftop bar and restaurant that the hotel opened a couple of years ago. So that's back up and operational. And again, just incredible views and vistas of the lake and skyline from any of those locations.
If I turn around and look out the window behind me, I can see the big wheel, the Centennial Wheel. Is that open now again?
It's finally open, yes. So we were unfortunately unable to open the wheel last summer when we reopened from June to Labor Day, and we luckily were able to open the wheel this past Friday, and that will continue spinning and welcoming guests all summer and beyond. We're thrilled to have the rides operating.
What are you doing to keep folks healthy in the crowds there, Marilyn?
Well, obviously, along with the city guidelines, we are requiring that people wear masks throughout the pier. We have some hospital-grade safety measures in place. Each of the gondolas is cleaned after each group of riders, and throughout, all surfaces are cleaned regularly, and we're really keeping an eye on things. Cleaning measures are priority, and our guest safety as well as that of the employees top priority.
I was reading about some amazing new technology you're using too to sort of keep tabs on the crowds. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So we actually have technology that allows us to zone the pier in about 21 different zones, and we're notified as we begin getting to the capacity that we've decided we want to ensure that we're working against, so say 25% in all the areas throughout the pier, and we're notified when we're getting toward that capacity, and so we're able to deploy our social distancing ambassadors to help spread the crowd out for safety. So it's really terrific technology that ensures that we're able to keep our spaces under the capacity.
I know for the last 10 years or so, you've been working hard to transform the pier, redevelop the pier, maintain its status as the top destination here in the Midwest. What's still on your planning board, Marilyn?
Well, Bob, we are doing a lot of visioning work, and you'll recall that we have transformed the entire South Dock of the pier. We've transformed Polk Brothers Park, and we've opened up the vistas and spaces. We've done a lot of work, obviously, with the hotel that we just talked about, and the East End area, but there are still some spaces that we're really eager to continue to reimagine, those being the Crystal Garden, and then the far East End Plaza outside of the ballroom. So look for additional changes in the years to come to those spaces. And we have some exciting new attractions with whom we're working to secure long-term leases. So we'll have some great new things to announce in the months and years to come. But the idea is to really ensure that the pier continue to be a world-class destination and a resource for our community. And, you know, we think we've accomplished a lot of that with the transformation. We've transformed the pier, not only physically, but programmatically and organizationally as well.
Yeah, you've...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you've done a nice job upgrading that food court area, I know.
Yes, the new food experience. And the dining options now are much more reflective of Chicago. And that was the intent. You know, we wanted it to be very authentically Chicago, so that the pier would be a place that you couldn't place out in any other city, that it was reflective of what's truly best in Chicago, not only with the food, but with the retail, and then obviously with the programming as well. Mm-hmm. There are so many arts and cultural organizations in our city, and to provide them with a platform to broaden their audiences, but then also for our guests to have the 250 free programs to enjoy, you know, is really a gift. So we're thrilled to continue to keep focusing on increasing and enhancing those programs.
Is this where I get to give you my suggestion? And you probably know what's coming here, don't you, Marilyn, from talking to me?
I think I do, but let's hear, Bob.
Okay, parking. Okay.
We need
a cheaper parking rate. And I know in some places you can get the parking validated, but it's too expensive. Can we do something about that?
Well, so, Bob, let's think about it this way. And right now, and know that we do... you know, really look at parking and try to come up with ways to ensure that there are different price points, working with lots in the area as well. But, you know, we call it the pier is free. And so you're not paying a ticket price on top of the parking. And parking is one of our revenue sources on which we rely. I think, you know, there is some misconception sometimes, and people don't really realize that the pier, I mean, we generate 90% of our revenue through our operations. So we earn that revenue. 90% of it is earned. 10% is contributed through individuals, foundations, and corporations, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So we do rely heavily on our revenue sources. And after last year, Bob, with not being able to open the rides represent about 25% of our revenue.
Sure.
And another 25% is the event. So it was just so devastating. We have 70 businesses on the pier that, you know, are eager to get back up and running, and we'll do everything we can to capture as much of the opportunity to help boost those businesses throughout the summer months. But we'll continue to look at parking opportunities.
That's
and,
all I, that's
but
all
know
I need
that
to hear.
It's a significant piece that allows us to provide free programming and free entry.
Attention corporations, give Navy Pier some money so we don't have to pay as much to park. Marilyn Gardner.
The Bob Surratt parking program.
We'll see you at the pier. Thank you very much. Always good talking
to you,
Marilyn.
Thank you. Good to talk to you, too.